Tonight we start Bishalakum. Okay, Klaus Samach Vav. For some reason the Chayyadim did not call them Simonim, he called them Klolim. A davar shebishlu afilu bebeisei shel Yisrael ubekli shel Yisrael, something that was cooked by a non-Jew, even in a Jew's home and in a Jew's utensils, which are certainly kosher, asru chazal mishum chasnus. Chazal forbade for two reasons, not just the first, which is chasnus, which is for socializing, that may lead to matrimony. V'ayid shem yiyah haYisrael ragol le'echol mibishuleihem, of Yisrael will get in the habit of eating for what a guy cooks. Yechlenu davar tamei. He'll end up eating something non-kosher. V'loy asru ala davar she'enoy nechol k'mayshu huchai. V'gam shia maichol sho'el al shulchem alachem l'lafas by hapas. Now these are the two main exceptions of Bishalakum. We don't eat things cooked by a guy. Actually, we eat a lot of things cooked by a guy. Jelly beans are cooked by goyim, and we eat them. And the reason is because there are two conditions to Bishalakum. It has to be a food that's served at a significant meal. It goes on Shulchan Malach, it means it will be served at a king's meal. And secondly, something which is not eaten raw. If a guy heats up water, that's not Bishalakum, because water is eaten raw. A baked apple, there's no Bishalakum, because an apple is eaten raw. Cooked potatoes, cooked eggs, those things, there is Bishalakum. One of the contentious areas in Kashrus has to do with knishes, where the knishes are a davar ha'il al shulchan malachim, whether a knish is something that would be served at a king's meal, and whether Bishalakum is asur or mutter when it comes to knishes. Rebelski had a middle ground. Rebelski held the small knishes have to be Bishul Yisrael. They serve them at weddings. They walk around at the shmog with it. And large knishes, they would never serve at a wedding. It's more of a, that was his middle ground. There's a company named Gabilas knishes, which are made, I believe, here in Williamsburg. They have a plant. They probably sold it already because the real estate went up in Williamsburg like anything. But anyway, Gabilas knishes are not, I think they're chafke, I believe, are not, at least all the years, were not Bishalakum. Monday morning, they did a run for Flatbush. Kila had a run for the Flatbush stores. That was Bishal Yisrael. In other words, we sent out a Mashkiach on Monday morning, sometimes every second Monday morning, third Monday morning, but on occasion they ran down and they had a run that was Bishul Yisrael so that our stores could use it. When Essex on Coney was at its height, they were using a lot of knishes. So anyway, this is an area in Kashrus. Those who feel it is Eilat Shel Chol Malachim feel that it's not.
Really, the Bishul Yisrael is just simply a Jew turning on the fire.
A Jew, so we're going to learn soon that for Ashkenazim, a Jew turning on the fire is enough. The custom of Svardim is that the food has to be placed on the fire by a Jew. It's not adequate that a Jew turns on the fire, but the minhag of Svardim is that it has to be placed on the fire. So some of the stores have signs, Bishalakum le minhag Svardim. So every once in a while I get a call from an Ashkenazi. He says, I'm in a store, it says Bishalakum Laminik Sfaradim, could I eat it? So I tell him, yeah, it's only a chumrah that the Sfaradim have over the Ashkenazim. You know, so you have no problem. But it's good enough. As long as the Jew puts it on the grill, it's good. What? About what? The Hechsher?
Right.
So it's hard to understand unless they're afraid the guy will lift it up and put it back down. Maybe that's what they mean. How long does it take to scramble an egg? When the store's busy, a minute is also time, right? Who wants? The Sephardim want it. You mean the Sephardim want that? That's right. That's interesting. Okay. Let's see. Maybe we'll see something. Let's see. Yeah, we're going to talk about that later. Potato chips. Yeah, okay. We'll get to that. So at any rate, these are the two exceptions. Something eaten raw, hot water is the best example. Something that's served at a king's meal, for a meal, not a snack. For dessert. Or as a main dish. Something that's eaten raw, it's not significant. The cooking is not as important. If it's not a food that will be served at an important meal, ain't derech lahazman alav. It's not a type of meal that you invite guests for. It's not something that you're invited over often to make a gzeira. So therefore, it's mutter. All right. So this is the basic rule that it's also for two reasons. The Pesach Tshuva says that there's a fundamental difference. If a fryer yid cooks it, if the reason will be mishum chasnos, it will be okay. But since there's also a reason because he's not careful in kashrus, so therefore a fryer yid is an issue, is a problem with this din, with this halacha. Beis l'chein, afa pi tepas ayriv zvedeichin mutter. Even though bread made from rice flour or corn flour is permitted, afa mu shalim. But something cooked with corn flour or rice flour, kibishim bov la Michael, since they come as a meal, asurim, chim beim, eggs. Afa bisha roi lagayim on chai, even though some people like raw eggs. Kibishani ala deat cha godl, since it's not normal to eat raw eggs. Afilu la hamatirin la kamon simin gimel bachila deat chak, and bishloi goy asurim. Bechol mine peiris, shenacholam chayim. And things like apples that are eaten raw, mutarim, are permitted. Something that you wouldn't eat raw, unless you were really stuck. I can't think of a food like that.
Broccoli.
Raw?
Yeah, it's
good. Raw broccoli?
What's wrong with it? You put a little hummus,
You just cover with mustard.
We cover with mustard?
Yeah, so then why do you need the broccoli? Just have the mustard.
No, yeah, I'm just joking. I know you're joking.
Okay. But,
raw broccoli's good.
Okay, broccoli. But he said things that are eaten raw only occasionally. I guess broccoli is only occasionally eaten raw. V'daisa misa'irim ketushim. And porridge made from ground barley. What?
It's like cereal.
Like cereal, hot cereal. Any oila shulcham alachim. That's not eaten at a king's meal. V'nirali, the Irish occurring here is the rice, gamkin eila shulcham alachim. Rice, they use rice to stuff a chicken, but they wouldn't serve rice by itself, would they, today? Maybe they would, I don't know. Maybe they would as a side dish today. One of the things that changed is tuna. Tuna fish, which used to be a bishul akum concern, in the plants when they cooked the tuna. They take raw tuna fish and they cook it, right? That's when you get it in the can, they cook it in the cans. So.
In the can?
Yeah, sure. They have retorts. They have, you didn't know that? Live and learn. They have large, they call them retorts. They have, the cans are on a large wheelie. And they oil it right into the steam chamber, and they close the door, and they fill it up with steam, and it cooks. But nowadays, tuna is eaten raw because of sushi. So tuna changed from being something that's not eaten raw to something that is eaten raw. I was absolutely shocked. People mentioned to me, they asked me, what bracha is sushi? I say, I guess the fish is the ikker. People say, no, rice is the ikker. I say, rice is the ikker? Rice is, you can buy, get a whole pot full for a dollar. You know, the sushi. I don't get it. So I have two Russian girls live by us. So they're the only ones who eat sushi in my house. So, I asked them, what's the main part, the rice or the fish? So they both answered right away. One said rice, one said fish. So I guess it depends on the person. It's, some people like one and like the other, but anyway, the fish is eaten raw, and okay. Now, Rav Henkin writes that the only thing that Bishalakum applies to is meat, fish, and eggs. As he says, those are the only main dishes, egg and a milch meal, and meat and fish, or fish and milch meal, and so I don't know, I mean, pasta is not, Shulchan Malachim, yeah. He has a very limited, a very, narrow definition of Ayla Shulchan Malachim. So he says only a main dish. Obviously, if they talk about rice, they're, they hold side dishes as well. But, okay. Gimel, Dagin Maluchim Gedailim, large salted fish. This means, I guess, like they have white fish, the, spicy white fish they serve, at a bris, right down the middle. Smoked fish. Einam necholam al yidei adchak, al yidei molchan. Before cooking it, just pickling it, people don't like it so much. Because kein basam uluach, it's certainly pickled, or preserved meat. L'chein asurim, beinim bishlan aitzalon, whether it's cooked or roasted, the same thing. L'chein t'cholda v'shinach l'chaya yidei adchak, dilei kedogim gedailam. So large fish people don't eat pickled. Avodogim ketanim, like herring. Sheinam ayla shulcha malachim komalik. Kabaisha elu shakairin. What's that word? Platkis? Stinkis? That's a funny name for fish. What? Okay, it's a man. Afilu bishlan goi oitzalam betanim utarim. If you can eat it pickled and then they cook it, that's permitted. Aval shai dogim ketanim shidua shayla shulchan malachim beishik var godlu kol tzarchan kain el shakairin strangin lox sturgeon. Sturgeon is not a kosher fish, right? He says a balaz lox lox pod b'chema shakairin izgurkis b'loshen ashkenaz kuel bersht u'kiyaitze behen ben elu shasidim legadi al oid going hech ketanim shaydog shveknusa mevashon raisan bechema kiyedua koze asurim. All these fish are asur if you cook them v'mochon Yisrael ayafilu nachri ad shaydeze nechal l'roi b'nei adam b'molchon. If you pickle it and the person would eat it ay shashton you smoke it ad shirun l'achila af apisha bishlon achakach agoy mutarim de bishl achabishol de mli achashu kebishol v'chein oysan hech ketanim. Shagayim tzaylan aysa bitanu, the gayim roast them, also loyachlam, yeshvetir mechodav shnach ideatchak, ideha melach. Some say it will be eaten smoked or pickled, have a kill in this bashel kvar, vechenim oshnon tchila. Now, here there is a, issue, and that is, smoked salmon, which is lox, is cold smoked. Now, don't ask me what cold smoked means, I don't know. But it's been described to me as 85 degrees smoke. It's not hot. And cold smoke is not bishul. And that's why lox has no issue. Lox is a very Jewish fish in the sense that, first of all, it's there's no bishul akum. And secondly, salmon is unique. The color of the salmon is a simen. Normally on fish you have to see the scales to know it's kosher. Once you see scales, you know it's kosher. Every fish that has scales also has fins. But salmon, because of its unique color, that's considered a simen muvok. And therefore, you can rely just on the color to hold its kosher. Now you have to know with the process that it was processed with a hechsher. But you don't need to get it with the scales to be permitted. And the smoking. The sable, though, is smoked with hot smoke, and that gets into a question, is smoking bishul akum? If something is smoked and cooked, so the cooking is bishul akum. He said if a Jew smokes it, and it's edible, and then a guy cooks it, it's okay. He doesn't say here what's the din if it's smoked by a non-Jew. Is that called bishul akum? I believe the practice of the national hacherim is to be matir the smoked sable. I know it was that way years ago. I don't know if it changed, but the smoked sable, which is not cooked, just smoked, that they permit it. There is what's the name in Newark, the the fish company. Right. You should know, I mean, Banner. Banner is owned by Frum guys, right? They're here? They used to be, isn't that plant in Newark? No? Okay. But Banner's the one that Frum guys. So how do you get smoke if it's cold? Like, how do you make it smoke? All right. Yeah, whatever it is. So, okay, they smoke sable there as well? Yes. I'm told is hot smoke. That's more of a shame. Okay. What? The Shabbos Shabbos. Yeah, I understand. That makbir on the Bishul Yisrael, on the smoked fish. That's one of the attractions of the company. Where on Coney Island Avenue are they? Where are they on Coney Island Avenue? All the way down West 15th Street. You Googled it. Okay. So I was wondering, it's expensive real estate to smoke fish in, you know, like, you can smoke fish in the back room somewhere, but, okay. Alright, anyway, this is the sif on fish. So, pickled is certainly no problem. Smoked, as I said, is a shayla. I believe the Dr. Tshuva says that smoked is considered okay. A dalad mine liftice. Liftice are turnips. Lefes. People still eat turnips? Yeah? People eat turnips? Okay. So types of turnips, shekoyrin merin veribin. Nirali, afamishin acholachayim, even though people eat turnips raw. I think only small turnips people eat raw, right? Kivan she'ein ze ala laprokamay de'atchak. People only eat it occasionally. Va'ayla shulcha malachim asurin. So it's also to eat it cooked. V'chein kemein upatrius. That's mushrooms and shekoyrin shvemloch. Also, shvemloch alayma beans. Oh, really? Okay. So these things are not eaten raw. So they're nearly the pre-shekoyrin aired apple. That's a potato. A bulbis. Bulbis, anybody? Oyla shulcham alachim. Klali shodavar. Hakoyel hoylech achar hamakim. Everything goes by the society in which you're in. Mashederech lechol ba'isei makim haroi b'nei adam kishulchai. Something most people would agree to eat raw. Oy she'ena eila shulcham alachim. Mutter. V'im lav aser. Avon. If he oichel kishulchai, lo yaslina basrei de batladaiti. If only one person eats it raw, that doesn't count. Do most people eat sushi today? He says, roi b'nei adam. Most people eat sushi. It's close. Most young people. You go to different simchas than me. You have fancy simchas. There are in the Flatbush doesn't have sushi at their simchas. Anybody in the shul? You had sushi at your simcha? I don't think so. But you know something, the sushi, we give a hasher a few sushi stores, they tell us they can't make it without weddings. The parnas is all from the wedding. You know, they pay their rent from the walk-in trade. But their money is in the weddings, and it's an issue with shipping the utensils. It's because you have to have an Oriental guy do it. It doesn't taste good if you have a yeshiva bacher doing the sushi.
I went to lunch with a non-Jewish client. Yeah. It was a sushi restaurant, and he was a sushi guy. And I explained to him, milk and sushi. Sushi is the one thing, every single milk and dairy restaurant and everything.
Flesh, you got milk. Sushi, okay. I don't know. It's
sushi is everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere now. It's true. It's true. Okay.
We like burnt food.
You mean you? We like burnt food. This is raw food they're eating.
I can't take it. Why am I fluffing? I don't understand.
Okay. One more. Hey. Afa gav de kaimalon de maliach v'kovash havakam avoshol. Even though soaked, this means... A food that's pickled. Pickled food is like cooked, legabe, the dinam of kashrus. Mekalmak in linyan zele gazru. Bishalakim, they were not geyser on pickled things. Rak mashem evashem aide ha'or, only what's cooked on a fire. Aval malicha vakfisha le gazru. V'chein ha'mu'ushan mut. Look at that. He says, beferish, smoked is permitted. Chein nechol, nagu lechol min dagim shekairin. Slanderkers, shamine dog in yevashim, alpha pisha al shulchan malachim, even though people would eat it, but since it's smoked, it's mutter.
Where's flounder's there?
Flounder?
Yeah, flounderkus.
Okay. Vayimrim she'ena miyavshim ha'isa mitanur, shehusak. They don't dry it in an oven that's heated, them can't have it sli. Vasser. Eloimrim she'tailin ha'isa, they hang it. U'minicha tachteim g'cholim. And underneath their coals, v'dvarim amar ben oshon, and they smoke it, they put things to create smoke, v'yizei deizei nigmarim, and in that way they get completed. So that's smoked food, the chayyadam holds as mutter, not just the okay. So we're learning really a list of exceptions. It's a long list of exceptions. The main problem is eggs, that the guy cooks and makes kale masa. That's really, a guy who's working in a house and wants a quick lunch is gonna break an egg into a pan and cook it. And that's gonna make the kale treif.